Year of the Dragon is a very special one. Of course, in the Chinese zodiac, it only comes around every 12 years, but this is the Year of the Water Dragon. That only comes around every 60 years. And the Water Dragon has a cooling influence over the fiery passion of the dragon. The dragon being the most auspicious year in Chinese mythology, they love to have their children born in the Year of the Dragon. Dragons are a symbol of good luck and prosperity. And in our show, we also talk about how the dragon chases the pearl of immortality. And so there is a byline in our show about the mysterious qualities of the dragon and finding the inner dragon and the magic in each of us.
But Jinga said one of the most magical things he himself had experienced was living his life as a professional magician.
My first professional show was when I was 11 years old. It was at a library, and the librarian had invited me to do the performance. So my first performance was for about 60 kids in a tiny town called Knoxville, Iowa. The town had less than 8,000 people in it. And my very first show, my name was in lights at the bank building. That was the big marquee in town. And it said, "Magic Show at the Library Today." And as far as I was concerned, I was a big star.
Take me back in your imagination to that. You're 11 years old. You're at the library. You've got all these kids waiting for you to go on stage. What goes through your head?
I prepared all of my illusions out of cardboard cereal boxes. So the first part of the summer was spent building these things and painting them and designing them and learning the tricks and so forth and putting together a show of some kind. And the finale was to pop corn in a hat. So I showed a hat empty and I put some kernels of corn in there. Iowa loves corn. And then lit a little candle and waved it underneath the hat, and then the popcorn would appear and come spilling out over the brim, and then I handed it out to the kids. Flash forward, in 2001, I'm in India, in South India, Udupi, and I'm seeing this 80-something-year-old man from the Gujarat doing an illusion of classic Indian magic. And you know what he did? He put kernels of corn in a basket and waved a candle underneath, and corn popped out, and he handed it out to the audience. And this is just one tiny example of all the circles in my life that have overlapped, and every day is magic to me.
How did those circles happen for you in terms of creating the Magic Bazaar?
Well, one of the biggest circles was when I teamed up with Fontaine, and in 1998, we combined live music with live magic, and to date, we are the only show I know of that has an illusion show with a live band, and we've been celebrating 14 years together.
That live band is the one you're hearing right now, World Band Fontaine's Muse, which is made up of the Magic Bazaar's composer, lyricist, and vocalist Fontaine Riddle, along with her husband, Farhan Khan, better known as Flash, who's the show's sitar player, beat creator, and groove creator. What are some of the new things you've been creating musically for the Year of the Dragon?
We had a song, it goes with our Magic Bazaar, so we have a fire element in it.
I'll be singing a little bit in Urdu, which is my husband's language. He's from Pakistan. I'll be singing one song. There's some phrases in Spanish. That song is called Flame, New Flame.
What will you be doing for the Year of the Dragon?
Well, we are performing magic from around the world, but this year there is a lot of heavily influenced Asiatic magic, some of which comes from a dynasty of six generations of magicians. Well, seven.
Also, we have featuring Marguerite Kusahara. She'll be singing in Chinese. She'll be singing a song, Three Kingdoms.
There were a couple of real Chinese magicians. One was named Long Tak Sam. He was well known for it being able to show a cloth empty on both sides, you know, nothing there hanging on it or anything, and he'd drape it over his arm. He'd do a forward roll, somersault, and when he stood up, he'd whip the cloth off his arm, and there'd be a big 30-pound bowl full of goldfish. So that was real ancient Chinese magic.
And we have some deep meditation called Sonic Sufi. So it's, and Majinga plays Ditch on it.
The Australian didgeridoo was discovered by the Aborigines over 40,000 years ago. It's the oldest recorded instrument in our history. It's symbolic of the giant snake god who created the universe in the middle of the earth, according to the Aborigines. So I learned to play the didgeridoo some time ago, and what I like about it is it's a magical instrument. It's nothing more than a tube, usually a eucalyptus or other kind of a tree branch hollowed out naturally by termites. And when one blows through it, it creates a resonant sound. And when you learn circular breathing, you can keep it going and throw in a variety of inflections in your voice.
Fontaine, what's been the most magical moment for you about Year of the Dragon so far?
Putting together this show.
Best part for me, it's just because we moved here all the way from San Francisco and we missed Majinga. And just getting, you know, getting our, because we used to do a lot of, that's the biggest part.
One of the things that we're so honored by is that we have a following enough in the Bay Area, San Francisco, that we have a good dozen people coming down just for this show from up there.
As a family of creative people, which that's what we are, listening to what Majinga had to say, I was just thinking that we're growing as people and we've stretched ourselves, and this is an inspiration to me to keep on going and an encouragement as well. So I would have to say the most magical thing is the creative relationships and the stretching of our own skills.
There's always something new in the show. We've never done the same show twice in 14 years now. And I think that's why we have the fan base that we do, because they know they haven't seen this show yet.
After all the magic trick, all the illusions, all the music is the connection between, you know, the human simple nature of love and caring. You know, that's what I'm excited more about it, because we this is our brother, you know.